This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 on weekends, serving breakfast and lunch. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
This morning on WCHL, a Chapel Hill developer and property management company is offering an incentive for public employees to stay in town instead of moving to Durham. Orange County schools have announced their makeup plan for days missed due to winter weather.
We're maintaining the spring break for our traditional schools that we had originally scheduled, which is March the 30th through April the 3rd.
And a food pantry on campus at UNC has a problem that not many food services have. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning, a wait is over. The brackets are out, and Jacksonville, Florida is the destination for the Carolina men's basketball team's first weekend of the NCAA tournament. And
Carolina ran out of gas and adrenaline in Greensboro, but not heart.
That's this morning in Archansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
39 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, and it feels good out there, 607. It's going to be a partly sunny day, at least, and warm high today in the upper 70s. My goodness, tonight we're looking at clear skies, not as cool with a low of about 50s, and then tomorrow another warm day, high in the upper 70s with partly sunny skies. We'll get windy tomorrow, but let's not worry about that between now and then. Today, a really nice day on the way. A Chapel Hill developer and property management company is offering an incentive for public employees to stay here in town instead of moving to Durham. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Over the last year and a half, Eller Capital has acquired four old apartment communities in Chapel Hill and renovated them. Rents, of course, went up. Here's Daniel Eller, president of Eller Capital Partners.
It's created an opportunity for us to fill a void in the market.
The renovated Eller properties include the apartments at Midtown 501, formerly Foxcroft Apartments on Irwin Road, 86 North Apartment Homes, formerly Timberline Village, Timber Hollow Apartments, and Colonial Arms, which the company recently acquired for $3.6 million. It's been renamed 612 Hillsboro. According to Eller, 80% of multifamily housing in Chapel Hill is more than 25 years old. And there's a sharp distinction between regular life and luxury. Eller said that most people working for the town and UNC can't afford to live in about five communities at the top of the market.
The ones that are affordable that people who work in Chapel Hill could live in, they don't want to live there because the quality of the housing isn't what they could get if they drive 10 miles into Durham.
Eller acknowledges that the housing market in Chapel Hill is heavily made up of government workers and that they are among the most likely to seek housing in the Bull City or elsewhere.
You have university employees, town of Chapel Hill, town of Carborough, Orange County, firemen, police, teachers, you know, all of these people have good jobs. They have good salaries and are unfortunately in a situation where they can't afford the properties that they want to live in, and the ones that they can't afford, they don't want to live in.
For those potential tenants, Eller Capital recently announced a plan to offer one-bedroom units with one bathroom at 86 North, starting at $645 per month instead of the current $795. At Midtown 501, rates will start at $891 per month instead of the normal $1,100. Certain fees will also be waived for public employees, according to a press release. Eller said that between the two properties, public servants could save between $2,000 and $3,050 annually as tenants. The incentive plan has drawn praise from Mayors Mark Kleinschmidt of Chapel Hill and Lydia Lavelle of Carborough, as well as Chapel Hill Carborough School Superintendent Tom Forsella and Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue. Daniel Eller said that his company did not consult with the mayors of Carborough and Chapel Hill before offering the incentives. However, recent discussions with Chapel Hill town government on a related matter did play a part. In May of last year, the council approved Eller Capital's request to add 109 units to the 198-unit Timber Hollow Apartments. Addressing some council members' concerns about the potential loss of affordable housing, Eller Capital agreed to keep 14 units in the affordable range and to limit rent increases for longtime residents to between 3 and 5% a year, according to Chapel Hill News. Here's Daniel Eller.
As part of that expansion of the community, we have created an affordable housing plan that will be implemented at Timber Hollow. And so that kind of is what started us on the path of thinking about it.
Eller told WCHL that beginning in 2016, units will be set aside at Timber Hollow for tenants making between 65 to 80% of area median income. Still, some affordable housing advocates are concerned about the refusal of Eller Capital and at least one other prominent management company to accept Section 8 vouchers from some lower-income residents of Chapel Hill. We'll have more on that in part two of this story later in our broadcast. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, all of that is a nice incentive for public employees. The developers come under fire from some other business policies. And as Danny said, we'll be back with that side of the story later in the hour here on WCHL. Orange County schools have announced their makeup plans for days missed due to winter weather. WCHL's Blake Hodge has the story on that.
Students enjoyed several snow days this year, specifically the majority of a two-week stretch in late February, but now it's time to make up those days that were lost. Jake Henry is the chief academic officer of Orange County Schools. He says that officials were able to preserve major portions of their schedule.
We're maintaining the spring break for our traditional schools that we had originally scheduled, which is March the 30th through April the 3rd. Students will also be out of school on May 25th for Memorial Day. And then our last day of school will be June 12th. So all the days in between there, students will be in session.
Now, for Hillsboro Elementary, the only year-round school in the district, their spring intersession will begin on March 20th and run through April 3rd. Those students will also be off on Memorial Day, and June 5th will be their final school day. Henry adds that there are two options school systems can choose when laying out their calendar to comply with the law. They can choose to have 185 school days, or they must include 1,025 instructional hours. He says that because Orange County Schools chose the hours option, they are able to get a little bit creative with ways that they can make up time lost.
The day requirement doesn't apply to us. What we need to be looking at are the number of instructional hours that we provide for our students. Traditionally, people think of that one-to-one correlation of you miss a day, you have to make up a day. Really, what we need to be talking about is, have we met the state minimum requirement of 1,025 instructional hours? So we're adding 20 minutes to each day until the end of the year. We had an early release day in April, and we've converted that to a full day.
Now for Hillsboro Elementary, once again, they were originally scheduled to have their intersession begin today, but that will instead begin on Friday. Henry says that the winter weather causes many additional obstacles to the school system.
I'm making sure that parking lots and sidewalks are properly salted, making sure that all the main parking areas and walkways are also plowed and that the snow is removed. Just checking on buildings and making sure that, particularly when kids aren't there, that the heating system is working well, trying to avoid any cases where pipes that might be exposed to harsh temperatures are not freezing.
And he adds that officials relied heavily on teacher input when determining a makeup plan for the missed days. Students in the Chapel Hill Carbaryl City School System are now scheduled to be in class on Memorial Day, May 25th, due to the amount of class time that was missed due to winter weather. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. More news coming up in just a moment.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliplatin succinate versus control in a clinical study.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
Good morning. It is 6:16. A food pantry on campus at the University of North Carolina has a problem that not many food services have. Carolina Connections' Taylor McCain has more on the story.
We had the fruit cocktail on one shelf.
UNC's Carolina Cupboard has a lot of food, but not enough students to feed. Junior Jaswana Gladney and her brother Roderick, who is a senior, founded the cupboard. Jaswana says the pantry has received more donations than they expected.
Right now, we are in a position where we have so much food available for students to access, but we are not getting the number of visitors we expected or the amount of visitors to receive the amount of food we have available.
In October, the pantry opened in the basement of Avery Residence Hall to provide food for students who are in need. Roderick says about 10 to 12 students come in every week.
Oh, there should be no student here worrying about food. Everything should be worrying about, you know, how hard economics is or how hard chemistry is.
The cupboard gets its food through donation from student organizations and community groups. The shelves are overflowing with non-perishable items ready to be distributed.
As I said, we have a lot of corn and green beans, and all that stuff is basically over there because we can't put it on these shelves. As you know, as you see, they're starting to lean or bend in.
Gladney wants students to know that the cupboard is open to everybody. He says some students' Carolina pride keeps them from coming.
They feel shamed and pitied if they come into the pantry and receive food. Because, you know, this is the thing where everybody thinks that, oh, you know, everyone in Carolina has the same economic background, parents make the same amount of money.
As summer approaches, the group plans to do more publicity. It will donate leftover food to community organizations, including the Chapel Hill-Carrboro school system. In Chapel Hill, I'm Taylor McCain.
The State Department of Cultural Resources is accepting nominations now for North Carolina's highest civilian honor through April 24th. The department administers the North Carolina Award, which is awarded by the governor. The award recognizes notable accomplishments by North Carolina citizens in the fields of literature, science, fine arts, and public service. Anyone could submit a nomination, which must include a nomination form, cover letter, and biography or resume of the nominee. In addition, at least three letters of support and examples of the nominee's work will be accepted. A committee will make its selections this summer, and recipients will be honored this November. WCHL News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And not a lot of traffic out there so far this morning, therefore no problems, but that situation will probably change a little bit later on. At least it will as far as the volume of traffic is concerned. And Nikki Morse keeping a close eye on that all morning long. If you know of something we're not reporting, call her in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Right now, everything is copacetic. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fill up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Fruit, Beans, Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, your Chapel Hill cover of weather, presented this morning by the Carolina Inn. It is 40 degrees right now, partly sunny, high today in the upper 70s. Tonight we're looking at mostly clear skies, not as cool, with the lows in the low 50s, I should say. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Now, believe it or not, 2 days in a row with highs in the upper 70s both days. It's going to be a little windy later today, tomorrow. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bars, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. Created by Executive Chef James Clark and his very talented culinary team, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz. The wait is over. The brackets are out. Jacksonville, Florida is the destination for the UNC men's basketball team's first weekend of the NCAA tournament. WCHL's Matt Oaks previews the Tar Heels' sub-regional section.
UNC checks in as the number 4 seed in the 2015 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament and will face number 13 seed Harvard, winners of the Ivy League, in a playoff over Yale. The two schools will face off Thursday at 7:20 p.m. in the Sunshine State. The winner of the Carolina-Harvard game will play the winner of the game between 5th-seeded Arkansas and 12th-seeded Wofford. That game will be played Saturday in Jacksonville. Big Ten champion Wisconsin is the top seed in the West region, and should the Tar Heels survive the opening weekend of action, they would likely face off with the Badgers and National Player of the Year candidate Frank Kaminsky in the Sweet 16. Carolina has struggled to put together a complete 40 minutes of clean, airtight basketball this season, but Roy Williams says people shouldn't be questioning his team's desire and want to.
You know, I say some things a lot of time about a sense of urgency, but our kids have got tremendous heart. I mean, come on. I've had some really, really good teams that may not have a sense of urgency on every possession, but that didn't mean that they didn't want to win just as much as anybody else. Everybody's not built like Tyler Hansbrough. Everybody's not built like Raymond Felton. People want to criticize our kids. It's okay. They don't have anything better to do.
Junior forward Bryce Johnson, who's quietly rounding into form, says the Tar Heels proved the doubters wrong with their inspired play in the ACC tournament.
People probably counted us out beginning of the tournament. They didn't think we'd make it this far. I mean, we really showed a lot of toughness and showed a lot of heart just coming in and be able to go 3-4 days in a row and be able to get to the championship.
Johnson says despite the disappointing defeat to Notre Dame in the ACC championship game, he's confident in UNC's upward trajectory.
I feel great, even though we didn't get this win today, because, I mean, we did grow on all levels as a team. I mean, we just have to cut down a little more of the mistakes, and we'll be right there, because, I mean, we are a great team, and we're starting to gel together and starting to play a little bit more to our potential as days go on.
Coach Williams agrees with Johnson. He's happy with the growth of his team heading into the big dance.
Yeah, I think that we have grown in those 4 days we've been here. I think we've shown some toughness during those 4 days. We've played better defensively during those 4 days.
Roy is also quick to point out that success in the ACC tournament is not a direct correlation to NCAA tournament success. He gives a little history lesson.
My teams have taken me to 7 Final Fours. Only one time did we ever win a conference tournament. That was in 2008. Every other time we lost, even in 05 and in 09 when we won a national championship, we lost in the conference tournament. This team's got a chance to make a really good run. We've got some things we've got to improve on, there's no question.
And if the Tar Heels do in fact continue to improve, who knows? 2015 could offer a memorable postseason run. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Again, the Tar Heels will play on Thursday down in Jacksonville against Harvard, coached by Tommy Amateur. It took longer than expected, but when all was said and done, the Pittsburgh Panthers earned a 3-2 home win over the 11th-ranked UNC baseball team in a low-scoring contest where neither team ever led by more than one run. That was at Charles Cost Field in Pittsburgh. Pitt clinched the series with a win and improves to 8-9 overall with a 3-3 record against conference opponents. Tar Heels slide to 12-7 overall and into a tie with the Panthers in the ACC standings at 3-3. Pinch hitter Eric Hess hit a walk-off single off Spencer Traynor in the bottom of the 10th, driving in third baseman Ron Sherman to break a 2-2 tie and hand Pittsburgh its first ACC series win of the season. After spending the past 3 weeks in the bullpen because of injuries in the pitching staff, UNC junior Trent Thornton returned to his starting role and worked 5 terrific innings, allowing just one hit and an unearned run. Pitt had an answer, though, with Quebec-born pitcher Mark Barraby, who put fear into Tar Heel hitters in a number of ways. He kept the Carolina bats at bay for 7 innings, surrendering 1 run on 5 hits, while striking out 7. However, he also hit 4 batters with pitches. Left fielder Landon Lassiter's sacrifice fly in the top of the 9th tied the game for Carolina and gave Lassiter his second RBI of the day, but his teammates were not able to break through in the extra frames. Tar Heels return home to Bosch Emmer Stadium for a game against Davidson tomorrow, hoping to recover from that loss and get back in the win column. First pitch for that one tomorrow is scheduled for 3 p.m. Again, Carolina versus Davidson tomorrow, 3 o'clock in Bosch Emmer Stadium. Coming up later on in the morning, next hour on WCHL, we'll be talking to Eric Montross of the Tar Heel Sports Network about the ACC tournament. We'll recap what happened there and also a preview of Carolina's action in the NCAA. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be talking more about baseball with Bobby Hundley of UNC Athletics right here on WCHL. It is 6:25. Good morning.
The Osgood File. I'm Sam Litzinger sitting in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. There are only a couple of weeks left to reach some kind of agreement over Iran's nuclear program. Secretary of State John Kerry says he can't guarantee there will be an agreement, but he says we have to try. If there isn't one, well, we'll come to that. More after this from Charlie.
Almost 25% of security breaches are caused by lost or stolen devices. So choosing the right technology partners becomes a critical business decision. When you have Dell Latitude laptops with Intel Core vPro processors, the most secure commercial PCs on the market, it's a decision that you never have to think twice about. Better technology is better business. Call today to see why millions of small businesses use Dell at 1-877-414-DELL.
There is something very familiar about Ireland. The Emerald Isle holds clues to our past. Clues that tell the tale of who we are and where we came from. Imagine discovering your family's roots in Ireland. Now imagine visiting Ireland this year at a price you can afford. YMT Vacations has an incredible 12-day fully escorted tour of Ireland. On sale now for just $109 per person per day. Call 877-700-7938 to learn more about visiting Ireland this summer. That's 877-700-7938.
In Switzerland, another round of talks aimed at keeping Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. U.S. officials would like to see at least an interim agreement by the end of the month. Richard Dalton's a former British ambassador to Iran. Speaking via Skype, he says there's a lot of ground to cover.
There are still gaps on the duration of the agreement, on the assurances that the United States can give on the suspension of sanctions and ultimately lifting them in accordance with the agreement that Iran has with the countries it's negotiating with.
He's sharply critical of that open letter 47 Senate Republicans sent to Iran's leaders, essentially telling them that any deal could be scrapped after President Obama leaves office.
It is a deplorable development.
Secretary of State Kerry tells the CBS News program Face the Nation that did not help the negotiations.
This letter was absolutely calculated directly to interfere with these negotiations.
But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says President Obama is on the verge of making what he calls a very bad deal with one of the worst regimes in the world, and he's alarmed about it. He's talking about tougher sanctions against the Iranians. In the end, if Iran says no to whatever the U.S. and the other countries involved in the nuclear talks offer, then what?
If they moved along the road to decide suddenly to break out and rush to try to have enough fissile material to build a bomb, we have a number of options available to us.
Secretary of State Kerry and President Obama probably wouldn't mind if you read between the lines at this point. The Osgood File, Sam Litzinger on the CBS Radio Network.
In today's modern galaxy, Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions is redesigning homes for the modern family. Whether you have a lot or a little space in your galaxy, the goal is to make your space match your lifestyle by optimizing your existing space and reorganizing wisely. Just imagine the difference a wall could make. Removing a wall, that is. It could uncramp a room, brighten your space, save time, improve communication, boost family togetherness, maybe even save the Galactic Republic.
The possibilities are endless.
Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions bring your modern family into today's modern galaxy. No Jedi mind tricks needed. Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171 or go to cedarburgkitchens.com to schedule a free consultation. With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with the life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate is a comprehensive support program for students in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. If you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with a child, then Blue Ribbon is the perfect opportunity for you. We're looking for volunteers to serve 2 hours a week for a minimum of 2 years. Contact Granville Johnson at 919-918-2170, extension 5. Blue Ribbon thanks WCHL for supporting our program.
All right, 46 degrees, 630 WCHL. This forecast brought to you this morning by Town Grill. And a very simple forecast. Going to be nice today. Partly sunny with our high today in the upper 70s. That's right, upper 70s. Tonight we're looking at mostly clear skies, not as cool, with a low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s one more time. We will get some strong winds late in the day. Tomorrow, wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour, but pretty good weather here for a couple of days. And yesterday was kind of nice too, wasn't it? Our high today, once again, 77, 78 degrees. And this forecast brought to you this this morning by Town Hall Grill. Come with the best half-pound burger in the Triangle. Town Hall Grill, located in Southern Village, the perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Town Hall Grill in Southern Village. Coming up, more local news on WCHL.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. 20-year-old Jeffrey Williams under arrest in Ferguson, Missouri, after two cops were wounded there last week. St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Robert McCullough.
He is charged with assaulting these two police officers. Still, regardless of who may be an intended target, you hit somebody, that's still an assault in the first degree, still a Class A felony, still punishable by life in prison.
One protester in Ferguson had spoken with Jeffrey Williams, who said he'd been robbed earlier last Thursday and returned to the protest scene, firing his gun in frustration. Prosecutor Robert McCullough.
There were civilians between where the shooter was located and where the officers were.
John Belmar is police chief of St. Louis County, who says tips came in that led them to make an arrest.
The outpouring of support from all manner, all strata of folks that are involved in this has been overwhelming, and I do appreciate that also.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday and serving the heartiest breakfast in town. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM. WCHL.
632, 45 degrees in Chapel Hill. WCHL expecting a very, very nice day today. A lot of sunshine high today in the upper 70s. Who knows? We might even hit 80 today. I'm Ryan Stutz. A plan by local developer Eller Capital Partners to provide affordable housing for public employees at two Chapel Hill apartment complexes has drawn praise from two mayors, a school superintendent, and Chapel Hill's police chief. Still, as we told you at the end of part one of this story, some housing advocates are concerned about Eller's refusal to accept Section 8 housing vouchers. In part two, WCHL's Danny Hooley hears from both sides.
As a company, we do not accept Section 8.
Daniel Eller, president of developer and property management company Eller Capital Partners, pointed out that it's a policy shared by other Chapel Hill landlords. He said that his company's plan to offer discounts for public employees can accomplish at least some of the same goals of the county voucher program.
Unfortunately, there are pitfalls with the Section 8 program, and I think that it's something that is going to require partnership between the towns and private developers.
Maggie West is a program coordinator with Community Empowerment Fund in Chapel Hill. The CEF is a student-run nonprofit organization providing financial education and other support to unemployed and underemployed residents of Orange and Durham counties. West praised the incentive plan, but had some criticism as well.
It's a good gesture and more, of course, than they're necessarily required to do, and I appreciate that. I wish it didn't come on the tails of them evicting all the people that have housing choice vouchers.
Housing choice vouchers are funded through the federal government's Department of Housing and Urban Development. In Carrboro and Chapel Hill, they are administered by Orange County government. Eligible renters are required to pay the difference between the rent charged by the landlord and the amount subsidized by the program. Recently, leaders of the towns of Chapel Hill and Carrboro began hearing that local landlords, including Eller Capital and General Services Corporation, had stopped accepting the vouchers. Mayors Mark Kleinschmidt of Chapel Hill and Lydia Lavelle of Carrboro held a joint news conference last August to publicly ask landlords to take the vouchers. They pointed out that it's guaranteed money every month, but Eller Capital doesn't see it that way. In an email to WCHL, Daniel Eller said that, quote, "Much of the multifamily housing industry recognizes the inefficiencies of the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program, the costs, regulations, and duplicative requirements imposed on apartment companies that accept vouchers discourage them from participating in the program," end of quote. Eller referred WCHL to an article published by the National Multifamily Housing Council, citing a required three-way lease, repetitive unit inspections, and burdensome paperwork as reasons to opt out of taking vouchers. The article also mentions a volatile funding situation due to austerity measures imposed by Congress. Wes said she's not buying the funding argument around here.
That might be the case in other areas. I know when the sequester happened, Orange County voucher recipients were not affected. No payments were skipped.
The CEF has been trying to help relocate Chapel Hill and Carborough residents whose former landlords no longer accept vouchers.
Mostly the tenants we've worked with from Eller have come from 86 North because prior to becoming 86 North, when it was Timberland Apartments, it was one of the more affordable places to live and still be on transit.
West said it's especially hard now to find housing for people with accessibility needs, those who require wheelchair ramps or just close proximity to public transportation. She said the CEF has worked with three former 86 North residents who need handicapped accessible units.
Overall, from GSC and 86 North and other landlords combined, we've worked with probably about 50 different households over the last 8 months.
Earlier this month, Eller Capital Partners announced the acquisition of Colonial Arms Apartments in Chapel Hill for $3.6 million. Audrey Spencer Horsley, director of the Orange County Department of Housing, Human Rights, and Community Development, told WCHL that her department has no record of Section 8 residents living there right now. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will take public comment tonight on plans to build a Walgreens at the corner of Weaver Dairy Road and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The project, known as Weaver Crossing, would bring retail and office space, as well as a medical clinic, to the 3.7-acre lot between Sparrow Road and Weaver Dairy. The council will also hear a request to reclassify the former library at 523 East Franklin Street as private office space. UNC hopes to use that property as the headquarters of the Arts and Sciences Foundation. The council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in Chapel Hill Town Hall. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is warning he won't hold a confirmation vote for Loretta Lynch as Attorney General until the Senate completes work on a bill designed to curb human trafficking. Lynch is a North Carolina native who would be the first black woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General. McConnell has said he would move to the Lynch nomination this week, but progress on the human trafficking bill is stalled over a dispute about a provision regarding funding for abortions that McConnell says has been a federal policy for almost 40 years. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of New York said Republicans are using any excuse they can to stall the nomination. He said the nominee deserves a vote at a time when terrorist groups are threatening the United States. Drop boxes for expired and unneeded prescription drugs are set up across North Carolina through March 21st as part of Operation Medicine Drop, sponsored by Safe Kids North Carolina. Safe Kids organizes the events twice a year, provides a listing of drop-off sites, and works with law enforcement to provide security at each location. The group works with the State Insurance Department, the State Bureau of Investigation, and local law enforcement agencies on the events. The drugs are burned in an incinerator. The SBI reported nearly 7.4 million pills were collected last October. About 1,000 people die each year in North Carolina from a drug overdose. Safe Kids officials say medications are the leading cause of child poisoning. Charlotte Mecklenburg police say they collected more than 300 pounds of medicine on Saturday. And North Carolina newspapers remain the go-to source for the public to comb official local government notices about zoning proposals, vendor contracts, and public hearing dates. Some lawmakers and government say it makes sense today to give city and county governments the option to post legally required public notices on their own websites rather than keep paying newspapers to run them. Senator Trudy Wade of Greensboro has filed a bill giving the online option to counties and cities provided they pass a local ordinance. A North Carolina Press Association attorney says the bill would make it harder for the public to learn about government activities. An association bill with the backing of Senate Rules Chairman Tom Apodaca would keep intact print ad requirements while requiring free postings on newspaper websites. WCHL News Time 6:39. I'm Rod Stutz. Nikki Morse sitting across from me in the studio now. And Nikki, how you doing?
Good, doing good.
Yeah, you watched basketball over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
What a disappointing way for the Tar Heels to close out the ACC tournament. But I think they just ran out of gas. I mean, 4 games in 4 days.
I would. In 1 game in 4 minutes.
That's really, well, we know that. But that's a grueling task. I mean, 4 games in 4 days?
Yeah.
And Notre Dame had a little bit of an advantage, having played 3 games in 3 days. So that makes it all the more important to get one of those top 4 seeds in the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament. But now it's a brand new season.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
I have good feelings about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. Tar Heels will be taking on Harvard in their first game, and Harvard is a team coached by Tommy Amaker, former Duke player, outstanding player,
and an
outstanding coach. So the team will be very, very well coached, well disciplined. They shouldn't have the talent that Carolina has, but they will be good. I promise you, they'll put up a good fight.
That'll be a good game, at least.
Yeah, it will. So at any rate, we are just so excited to have you here today. And I'll tell you, we, I mean me. I'm excited that you're here.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Well, we'll take a look at traffic in just a few minutes here, of course, on WCHL. We have today's commentary on the way from Riley Mann and Inside Carolina Basketball. Talk more about the Tar Heels, and that is coming up next.
Get ready for a moonshine tasting at the Carolina Inn. Join us Thursday, April 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. to sample a variety of North Carolina-made moonshine while enjoying culinary delights. Meet our featured guest moonshiner, Wayne Nix, cast member of Moonshiners on the Discovery Channel. One of Wayne's personal stills will be on display for you to view. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. And come get your moonshine on the Carolina Inn, where we come by Southern naturally.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Hey, Vapor Girl, any new e-liquid flavors you want to talk about?
Oh, maybe 264 new flavors.
264 new flavors? How can that be?
Ron, we just switched to using organic nicotine grown right here in North Carolina.
Organic nicotine? Is it really that much better?
Yes, indeed. I didn't believe it until I tried it myself. It's smooth as a cloud.
Wow, that's 264 new reasons to visit the Vapor Girl. Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on Retail. Retail Vapor Bar locations.
Why pay for your 2015 dental benefits if you're not going to use them? Now is the time to schedule to get your maximum benefits met by year's end. The Kennedy Dental Group is one of the few practices in Chapel Hill that files all insurance claims from their office at 1721 East Franklin Street. Consistently rated among the best practices in the Triangle, the Kennedy Dental Group continues to be on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to KennedyDentalGroup.com.
All right, 642 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. In 20 years of living in South Florida, I was able to witness what overdevelopment does to a community. I saw miles of beautiful beachfront turn into a canyon of high-rise buildings blocking out the sun. From the Atlantic Ocean to the Everglades, row on row of concrete driveways and backyard swimming pools replaced palm trees and open space. And when the space ran out, mountains of sand were dumped to create more land so we could build farther out into the Everglades. We saw what happens when public officials get too cozy with those who build and over time grow less concerned with the consequences of their official decisions. When we moved to Chapel Hill, we found an attractive community with many lovely neighborhoods, convenient retail stores, easy access to cultural activity. We found an enlightened community of well-educated people who cared about their town, its schools, and their quality of life. That's a good sign. Not much wrong with that picture. The old saying, if it isn't broke, don't fix it, could apply. That was 37 years ago. Today, we live in a community determined to reinvent itself into something more like a copy of the overgrown cities of South Florida and the concrete jungles in the northern Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C. Of course, we will have some growth, and the change is inevitable. Some of it's good. Too much is not. That which is driven by greed is not. We await the inevitable approval of major developments on the north side of town, the south, the east, the west. Fortunately, we have no beautiful Everglades in the path of our construction, but we do have us, the people who must live with the consequences of all this building. We and our neighbors are this community's residents, the people who live here, who love our community, and wonder what it is that's broken that we are so determined to fix. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. He's brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina led by 9 points with 9:58 to play in the 2015 ACC Tournament Championship game against Notre Dame, but saw the Irish go on an avalanche 26-3 run over the next 7 minutes to take control of the game and win the title. Here's Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams after the game.
we have a 9-point lead, and all of a sudden they started making a bunch of threes and called timeout after they'd gone ahead by three, and we turned it over three straight times after that timeout. They're still making shots. They were really, really hard for us to guard dribble penetration. They kept getting us inside, and then we'd have to help, and then they'd throw it out, and somebody'd make a three.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Yeah, what do you want?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than four people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
While the Tar Heels were extremely disappointed with the loss, Williams tipped his cap to Notre Dame in the postgame, which played extraordinarily well in taking home the school's first ever conference title in basketball.
You just have to congratulate them. That's the bottom line. It wasn't anything about being tired from playing 4 days. That was not a factor in the game. They played better than we did and panicked a little bit more than we have at any time this year. And their defense got stronger with every basket, and our movement got worse.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
All right. Of course, we'll have the Tar Heels game on Thursday right here on WCHL. Tar Heels versus Harvard, 6:47 at WCHL.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jim Smith, Cedars member since 2010. Here's what Jim had to say.
The Cedars meant a lot to Jane and I, and let me give you one example of that. She was hurt on a trip when we were in Ireland in the fall of the last year. And after being aerovac'd back and admitted to the UNC hospital system, she was able to go to our rehab and physical therapy at our DuBose Health Center. This was so convenient for me, being a husband, because I could eat dinner with her. So it felt very comfortable. An aside to that is the fact that housekeeping was done for me. I did not have to do any of that. I didn't have to make up my bed. You know, we looked at about 10 to 12 places before we decided on the Cedars. And as a UNC grad, it just felt great to come back home and be a resident at the Cedars. My name is Jim Smith, and I'm a Tar Heel.
Thanks, Jim. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Did you know that North Carolina is the birthplace of the physician assistant profession? That's why it makes perfect sense that North Carolina would have PAs that are leading the march to increase patient access to quality health care. Physician assistants are transforming health through equitable delivery of patient-centered, team-based care. The North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants supports PAs and their efforts to improve patient care and provides continuing education so that PAs can be leaders in their field. For more information, check out NCAPA.org.
Time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Nikki Morse.
Well, thank you.
Look at traffic.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The traffic report deserves a round of applause, I know.
Yeah, it does.
And speaking of a round of applause, you'll be very happy to note that there's nothing going on this morning that's going to get in your way. 86, 54, 15, 501, all in really good shape, heading to 40. 40 eastbound also looking really good if you're heading towards RTP or the airport this morning from Highway 86. If you happen to see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again in just a little while here.
All right.
Traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Sturdivant's Tire Pros. A very sweet and simple forecast this morning, 46 degrees, partly sunny, high today in the upper 70s. Sounds good. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cool, with a low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the
the upper 70s again. It will be a little windy tomorrow afternoon, but other than that, the weather forecast sounds absolutely fantastic for a couple of days here. Sturdivant's Tire Pros, proudly supporting high school baseball for over 12 years. Sturdivant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale, located on Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. Call 942-TIRE or visit 942TIRE.com. Sturdivant's Tire Pros. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Comedian director Jerry Lewis is 89 years old today. That's right. Jerry Lewis, 89. Game show host Chuck Woolery. Here's one that'll blow your mind. Chuck Woolery is 74 years old today. Man, I'll tell you what, talk about aging well. That guy looks good for 74. Eric Castrada is 66. Actor Victor Garber, 66. Nancy Wilson of Heart is 61 years old today. World Golf Hall of Famer Hollis Stacey, 61. Actor Clifton Powell is 59. Country singer Tracy Bonham, 48. Actress Lauren Graham turns 48 today. Actress Brooke Burns is 37. And rock musician Wolfgang Van Halen is 24. Offspring of Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli, 24 years old today, and now plays bass with Van Halen. And we had some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Lydia Lavelle, mayor of Carborough, is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Lydia. Hope it's a really good one for you. Wes Lamb also has a birthday today. And Brenda Leeper is celebrating a birthday. So happy birthday, Brenda Leeper, from all of us here at WCHL. WCHL trivia time. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
Thank you very much.
Freddie Kiger. Fred Wagoner Kiger.
It's wonderful to be here, Ronald.
I'm sure it is.
Ronald. Justin. Did I call you Ronnie when you were little?
No.
You were always Ron?
I'm your Ronald when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Never liked that.
Well, see, I never got Fred because my father's name, Fred.
Yeah, so they had to call you Freddie.
Yeah, so if I hear Fred today, I even think I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Well, if I hear Ronald, somebody calls me.
Yeah.
I know it's a bill collector or somebody I don't want to talk to. Somebody who doesn't know me.
Right,
you know.
Right. Is this Ronald Studs?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, I don't think that.
He moved out about a week ago.
Yeah, really.
Well, so we've advanced from the ACC Tournament Madness to now it's official March Madness.
Yes. You got it, baby. We're ready for it.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Have your seat right on the edge of your chair. Grip white knuckling the arm rails.
That's right. Everybody making your picks.
Exactly.
The NCAA
you
tournament.
You do that stuff? I don't do
polls.
That stuff.
Yeah, I do it every year, and I never win. Because what happens is that I get knocked out of contention like the first couple of days.
Ah.
You know, and then.
Well, maybe if you did like 10 brackets.
Well, yeah, but I only do one.
Oh, okay.
So I don't do that business. I think, you know, if you're going to do 10 different brackets, it's not really fair. You know.
Well, it's like buying 10 lottery tickets.
Yeah, I guess.
Increase your chances, I guess.
I guess.
Maybe.
So.
But, of course, we're going to do a question today about March Madness.
Okay.
You ready?
All
right,
sir.
This is one that I hope we don't have to talk about or add to, if I may add.
Okay.
Later on. Beginning with the 1976 NCAA tournament, the Heels have been bounced from the Big Dance 5 times in its opening round of play.
Ouch.
1976.
Yep.
78,
yep.
79, 80, and 99.
That was a bad stretch
right there, wasn't it? Our question, name one of the 5 teams that sent North Carolina home way too early in its chase for the national title.
Oh, that's a good question.
Thank you very much. Name just one of the 5 teams, 76, 78, 79, 80, or 99, that ended the Big Dance for North Carolina.
I bet I can name a player, too.
I bet you can.
All right.
Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Yeah, that's the number that you call if you have the correct answer, and we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers if you're a first correct caller.
And you'll be good to go.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Gina Chapman is a teacher at Ephesus Elementary School in Chapel Hill. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Gina is a wonderful teacher in the school system and works with special needs children and has a wonderful classroom, very peaceful, and they know the children very well. well, and they work with them on things that they are interested in.
Gina Chapman really deserves it. Here once again is Mary Bushnell.
She utilizes volunteers in that classroom very well and finds ways to individualize instruction for children.
Gina has a special needs classroom at Ephesus, and she's requested volunteers for the past 12 years and consistently makes good use of them throughout the academic
year.
All
children are special, but these are children with unusual needs, and they require someone who really can get to know them and maximize the interventions that can be put in place for them so that they can improve.
She's got it down to a science. Gina always provides outstanding support to the volunteers in her classroom, and of course, it's all for the benefit of the children.
Well, I think that one of the ways that it works so well is that she really knows the children and matches people up with her children that can really find ways to increase and help them grow. Because she focuses so much on the individual child, she really knows how to make use of a person who wants to come in and really help a child get further along in their learning.
More than anything, this teacher, Gina Chapman, is just a really nice person.
She has a great smile, but I think that the most important thing is that she really obviously cares about her students very much.
Thanks to Mary Bushnell for singing the praises of Gina Chapman, special needs teacher at Ephesus Elementary School. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 657 at WCHL. Good morning.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Cogger wants to know one of the teams that has bounced North Carolina in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Yep, since 1976.
Knocked them out of the big
76,
dance.
78, 79, 80. Ouch, ouch, ouch on those three. Mm-hmm. And 99. Ouch, in fact, on all five.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Harold Arsenault and Weber State, or Weber State, depending
Weber
on
Weber State in 1999, you are correct,
yeah,
sir.
That's the one that comes to mind for me.
Well, to complete the list, Leon Douglas in Alabama in 1976.
Okay.
San Francisco in 78.
Uh-huh.
Penn in Raleigh year on Black Sunday.
I remember that. I should
Carolina
have gotten that right.
Duke both went down in a fiery heap.
What was that really good player for Penn who went on to play some years in the NBA?
I pushed that one into my subconscious.
I can't remember, but that was a dark day. I was there at Reynolds. Were you there?
I was there, yeah.
Oh, boy, that hurt.
And then in 1980, in two overtimes, Texas A&M. So, mm-hmm. Alabama, San Francisco, Penn, Texas A&M, which will please my good friend David Frost, who went there, and Weber State.
All right.
Hopefully, these Heels, men or women,
yeah,
will not add to that list this time round.
Congratulations, John Wilson, who called in with the answer to the question. He knew Weber State right away. I remember that guy, Harold Arsenault. My goodness, whatever happened to him. 6:58 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz on your radio.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 on weekends, serving breakfast and lunch. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. It's going to be nice today. It is 46 degrees right now, partly sunny, high today in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear, cool, low in the low 50s. Sounds good, doesn't it? And tomorrow, more of the same, partly sunny with a high once again in the upper 70s. It will be windy in the afternoon tomorrow. Grimble Jewelers, if you need an engagement ring or a custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time, Grimble's is always there for you. Go see Berkeley at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road next to Whole Foods. It's 7 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carver.